everybody.
Hey,
everybody. How you doing on this Friday evening? Right here in Cali, we enjoying this rain, you know. The rain comes down, so that means blessings coming down also. But today's topic is, with any given talent, you need God, of course. Because sometimes things may not go right, and, you know, sometimes you don't know how to manage things. You don't know how to deal with things and how to be guided to where or how to deal with something. And it ain't going to be easy if you don't have that guidance and that knowledge of things. And that's where a lot of people mess up at. They think that just because they're talented and skillful, you know, it's going to take me there. So I don't need this and this and that and that and whatnot. But with any talent or anything that God gives you to do, you need him because he's the only one that can keep you calm, peaceful, mellow inside, you know. And a lot of people don't think they need God, but they do, because you wouldn't give up when things ain't looking how you want them to look or things ain't going how fast you want things to go. In any situation, everything ain't going to go how we want it to go. So we need to learn to, you know, okay, let me roll with this. Don't let me get, you know, depressed or angry or mad or anything. Just let me know this is part of the process and this is something I have to go through to get to what God wants me to, you know, learn or what he wants me to grab from things out of every situation. I mean, it's nothing to get angry about or mad, even though sometimes things that don't go our way does affect our mood. But we can't be like that. We have to learn to not let things have control and power over us. We have to have control and power over things. But it's not easy to do that, though. That's why I say you need God, because he helps you, you know, deal with things that you can't deal with. And in our weaknesses, he is our strength. A lot of people, you have to praise God. And that's what a lot of people are missing also. It's not, oh, it's just thank you, Lord, for this or thank you, Lord, for that. No, it gets deeper than that. You have to do a little bit more. As much as you want God to do, you have to do things too. Like, it's not finna get handed to you on no silver spoon. Like, here, you're finna get fed this on a silver spoon. Nah, it don't work like that. If it did, a lot of us would be further ahead than where we are now. But, you know, anything that has to do with change comes with a process. And in order to progress, you have to change your attitude, have the right mind frame about things. But in order to keep and maintain that, you need God to help you and the Holy Spirit that dwells inside of us to help you. Oh, well, I'm feeling down in my spirit and stuff like that. Let me put on something that encourage me and uplift my spirit, or let me grab this Bible, read a scripture or two, you know, to change my thoughts and keep my mind in the right mind frame so I can overcome this hump, this mountain, and other things that are thrown my way. Because when you're on the way to success and headed to the top, 9 out of 10 times you gonna catch hell. It's going to be coming like a baseball to a batter's up, 90 miles, 95 miles per hour. And if you don't know how to deal with things, you're going to drive yourself crazy. So with anything, you need God. Talent, you need God. In your life, you need God. And it's for our better to help us be balanced in life, because you need to be spiritually fed in life. That's what keeps you balanced. That's why a lot of people aren't balanced in life, because they lack being spiritually fed. Of course, if you don't know about God or know enough about him to believe in him, you're not going to believe in him. But God is good, and he does, he wants what's good for us. Whatever we go through, it's not, he's not, you know, doing it for our harm. He's doing it to build us, to strengthen us, and in places we were weak at, we're not going to be weak anymore like we once were. But if you want to learn something, you're going to learn it. But if you don't, you know, you're just going to lack that knowledge in that area. But talent, it can be crucial carrying talent, especially when the money flow ain't coming in how you want it to come in, and you get a bad deal, or you have a bad record label, or anybody that's not good over you, managing you, that really don't have a good heart at what they doing. They just looking at the money part and how they could, you know, get money off of you and your talent. But some things we have to be knowledgeable about so people won't take advantage of us, and people won't try to get over on us, because there's people out here that will. And sometimes some people don't see it until after they in the trap and have to go through what they go through, because they didn't see what was coming before they got in the position that they got in.
I'm looking for a
I'm looking for a miracle. Hey. You know, we all looking for one of those. We all looking for a miracle. Everybody need a miracle. You know, I mean, it's all right, though, because God gonna send us that miracle. Sometimes we just got to learn some things before he send us that miracle, because if God give us everything just like, okay, I'm going to give you this, but you're not, how could I say it? You're not ready for it. You will lose it because you're not built for it, and you have, like I said, the wrong mind frame and the wrong attitude. And, you know, in times when people get in a position of power, you know, people will abuse things. And he don't want us to abuse what he gave us. So, you know, we got to go through some things. But like I said, it's for the good. It's for the good, even though through the process, it don't feel good at all. It don't feel good at all. And at times, it can take a while. And sometimes it seems like, okay, Lord, where you at? Like, okay, where you at? Lord, are you still here or what? But like the saying goes, the teacher is always quiet during the test. Like, God going to test you all the time. It's just up to you. Are you going to pass it, or are you going to keep retaking the test until you decide that you are going to pass it? Because what you don't get, God's going to keep sending it back in your life, maybe in a different situation, until you get what he is trying to tell you. I wanted to read Proverbs 11. A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. The integrity of the right shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright shall deliver them, but transgressors shall be taken in their own naughtiness. When a wicked man dieth, his expectation shall perish, and the hope of unjust men perisheth. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. And hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. When it come well with the righteous, the city rejoices, and when the wicked perish, there is shouting. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. He that is void of wisdom despises his neighbor, but a man of understanding holds his peace. A talebearer reveals secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit conceals the matter. Where no counsel is, the people fail, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety. He that is surety for a stranger shall smart for it, and he that hateth suretyship is sure. A gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong man retaineth riches. The merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. The wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. As righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death. They that are of a froward heart are abomination to the Lord, but such as are upright in their way are his delight. Though hand joined in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman with it, which is without discretion. The desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is met, but it tendeth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him, but blessing shall be upon the head of him that sitteth it. He that diligently seek good procureth favor, but he that seek mischief, it shall come up to him. He that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be servant to the wise of heart. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth his souls is wise. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth much more than the wicked and the sinner. Again, that was Proverbs 11. It's so many wicked people out here. That's why everybody hating each other, going against each other. Nobody could come together. Money is the root of all evil because everybody want money, but everybody don't know how to get it together. Everybody, it's always somebody want to be on top of the next person, and it's just no unity anymore in the world because everybody don't want the next person doing better than them. But when you walk with God and you know you put him first, he'll show you favor in ways that everybody else ain't got. So the more you praise and worship God, the more favor he'll give you in your life in areas that you need it to. Some people be like, oh, I was just lucky. No, that's God favoring you in a situation or in an area of your life. So that's not, you're not lucky, you're blessed. People be like, oh, something told me to do this. No, God told you to do that. It's just that, you know, you got to have an ear to hear what he's trying to tell you because he's not in physical form. He comes as a spiritual form. And if you don't understand that, you'll totally miss what God is trying to tell you. Beats.
Miracle is in the building, let's be quiet. Bring it through the flames, moment of silence. Retire from and after all the tears that you have cried.
Poets Inc.
2013. We out.
Yeah, yeah. 2013. That was done way in 2013. God is good, though. I want to read something I wrote. Let's see. In the midst of pain, God gives us peace. No weapon thrown my way can defeat me. Stand grounded in his word. Meditate at all times. Devils want to take control over mine. Trying to take my grind. Through storms, lyrical still shines. Never blind. God is with me wherever I may go. Even in times where I'm feeling low. Long suffering is really painful. Victory is mine. I'll have it no other way. When it comes to this grind, I don't play. Challenges come to throw me off track. When it happens, believe I'm coming right back. Full force on the attack. Lying at heart, rip these devils apart. Fear in me, know Jesus Christ in me. Strength from inside, devils have no control of me. Something like a wild animal busting out the cage. Rage I take out on no one, put it in these flows. Hit hard like a quarterback fumble, ready to rumble. My life is on the line. Spiritual healing, I do find. Victory is mine. Fakeness, what's that? I'm destined for greatness. Whoa. Whoa. Hey, that's all I got. That's not me. Well, that's God flowing through me. He using me. Like, he used all of us as a vessel to, you know, project in a different way of that others project what he wants the world to hear. So that's my way of projecting what he wants the world to hear through me. Other people have it different ways that they project it. You know, everybody different in their own way. That's what sets a person apart from the next. The uniqueness of the difference of the creativeness that God gives each one of us. But when you mimic and copycat other people, you lose your spotlight and for people to focus on you and what you have to give to the world. See, people can't be like other people. Is because somebody else is not receptive to how you bring in it. That's just the way you're going to bring it, and the people that are receptive to it is going to love how you bring in it. No, not everybody is going to like how you bring in it, but that's not for people to change how you bring in it just because not everybody not accepting it. And that's where a lot of people change too, where, oh, everybody's not receptive to it, or this person is not, nobody likes it. So what? Like, the right people going to love what you got to say. The right people going to love what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people just haters. They don't want to see you progress during a process, and it's painful. Some people love to see you go through things, love to see you hurt. But as long as you stick to being you and stay true and being you, then you all good. You never changed to make other people comfortable. You never dumbed down to make other people comfortable. You bring what you got, and you bring it to your best ability. And that's what's going to take you further than most. Being yourself, standing out, not trying to fit in with the crowd. See, when you fit in with the crowd, you know, you really go no further than the crowd. But when you stand out, and, you know, do things on your own. And sometimes you're going to have to do things on your own because everybody doesn't have the right mind frame or attitude because we all on different levels. And sometimes, you know, yeah, we have to deal with folks that ain't on the same level as us or have a different mind frame as us. But at a point in time, people have to grow. And you just can't stay the same and have the same mind frame when you're trying to elevate to another level in life, because you can't take your old attitude and your old mind frame to a new level because you're going to hinder yourself from elevating to that next level. So God keep you well balanced, because carrying gifts are not smooth sailing. They're really not. Like, people will see like artists on stage and things like that, and things like, oh man, they got life easy, but in reality, you don't know what that person dealing with behind all the stage and lights, like in their life or, you know, in their career, what they may be dealing with, because everybody ain't going to tell you everything that they dealing with. Just know we all struggling in some way, shape, or form. Just because somebody has more money than the other, that don't mean anything either, because we're all still human and we all have to go through things to get to the next level. So people that are successful, it didn't come easy for them also. They had to go through some things and learn some things to have them where they are now. And you have to learn some things to elevate. If you don't learn, you're going to hinder yourself. And you're going to cause yourself to be more frustrated because you're not moving along to the next level. You're not moving up. And you see everybody else moving up. But still, if you see God working in somebody else's life, that's no reason to be hateful or get mean or evil. Because if he working it out for other people, best believe he going to work it out for you too. Just a process that we all have to go through to get to the top. And during the process is not easy at all because it's painful. You have to sacrifice some things. And a lot of people don't want to sacrifice anything to get to where they need to go. And to get to the top is going to be a lot of sacrificing, a lot of sacrificing. And you just got to be ready for it. And every day is a fight. And whatever you talent you do, you can't do it just for money, because that's where you gonna lose it at. Like, you have to have passion for what you do. And when you don't have passion, people can feel it when you don't have passion for the things that you do. Some people that do music are in it just for the money. I mean, I understand that. Like I said before, everybody wanna have money, but if you're not passionate about it and you can't do it sometimes when the money is not there, then you're not really passionate about it. You're in it for the money, and when the money ain't there, you're ready to give up and go find another escape to get the money. But if you keep doing you in a passionate way, then the money's going to follow you. And the money's going to come to you because people see that you're passionate about what you're doing. So sometimes the money has to take a back seat to get you further. And a lot of people don't want the money to take a back seat. You know, I mean, material things everybody wants, but you have to sacrifice some things. Sometimes you don't have to do it without the money involved. Like, you got to promote yourself, you got to sell your merchandise, you got to hit all social media sites. You want everybody to know you. Like, in the industry, they expect, oh, because I'm signed to a label, the label going to do everything for me. But no, you still got a part to play. You still got to get yourself out there too. That's why it's a lot of people that's being more independent with it, because can't nobody own your music. That's your music. So why would you give somebody power to own your music? Something you created, something God gave you, something you went through to actually bring that out on paper and pen and record it like that. So you selling your gifts to somebody else to make money off of it, when you could work hard and grind hard, promote yourself, do your thing, and get out there the best way you can. It's going to be a little harder than, you know, having a record label, you know, but you could be your own label. You could gather your own people, and y'all can do what they did. Most record labels fail because they're greedy, and it's money. Everything in business in the industry is behind money. And, you know, people will sell you out if you ain't bringing in no cabbage, no, you know, moolah, no cheddar, you know. And it's the people that's not in it for you and not in it for your best interest. They're in it to make money off of your gift. Something God gave you, something you had to struggle, sacrifice, and go through to get. And here they is, you know, thinking they done did everything. And, you know, no, that's your gift. And you rep it how you want to rep it. Don't never let nobody change you and how you bring your creativeness The devil is a liar. You got to go in it for what you know, not for what somebody else trying to change your mind frame about to do something different because the money ain't coming in how they want it to come in. You know, be true to you. Be true to yourself. Be true to your gift. And stop letting people change your mind frame when God gave you what he gave you to do instead of letting people change what God is giving you to do, you know? Be passionate. If you got passion for what you do, man, do you, be you, and grind till you get it. It's a struggle and a sacrifice. It's a struggle. The struggle is real. The struggle is really real. For real.
Lyrical poet coming through one more game. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People usually walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People usually walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Kingdom building, you fight against lost souls. It's the God in me. He died and he rose. Shed his blood for our sins. Died on the cross. Through life experience, I feel his pain. Sun will shine after the rain. Mistake after mistake. Apologies mean nothing. Walking in love is something of a fight. Every day you deal with different circumstances. Every day you deal with different circumstances. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Walking in love, gotta forgive ignorance. No matter the age, people still lack common sense. Who's to blame? No one but the individual. Lyrical poet, no sense of limit notes. Living in these days, things are getting critical. Listen, bless God, time is tested. There's no recession when you're under God's wing. Long suffering, he'll manifest it to your dreams. Long suffering, he'll manifest it to your dreams. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. One who hurts you most is closer to your heart. Meditating on God's word gives us a fresh start. Only way to walk in love after pain. Renew your mind, don't overbake your brain. Don't overbake your brain. Easily forgive, trying to walk in this image. Love is a blessing mixed with a curse. Humble when devils get the trip. And love you more, step closer to my vision. Love you more, step closer to my vision. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Living for Christ, you gotta fight demons. Every day you wake up, it's a fight. So keep moving and keep going. Keep moving and keep going. Yeah. Lyrical poet. And you know it. Hot mix.
Yes, sir. Got to walk in love with folks. Got to. It's the only way to keep your sanity is forgiving other folks. Don't mean you got to deal with people. But stay true to your artistry, you know? And walk with God. Seek Him before you seek anybody else on being guided to where you need to go, because God created you and He know where He, you know, your life is already mapped out anyways. So when things don't go right, it's because God had other plans for you, but you only learn that when you're on your own path, following your own path. That's why that's why you run into so many dead ends. And a lot of people do run into dead ends. So many, and you wonder, like, whoa, man, I'm trying to do what's going on? Like, and you don't even know why. Trust, a lot of folks be like, what's that? They be so plastic, stretch them out like elastic. Don't mess with too many. Jesus Christ is in me. I plays no games. Lost souls will be won. No need to compete. God has me blossom in due time. He also has me shining in rough times. People come against you when God has our glow so bright. Don't get mad at me. Learn to live right. Being evil, you'll miss what you need. No need for greed. Take heed. Wisdom, knowledge, don't leave on the back burner. Devil play with our minds. Take us through all crazy mazes. Having it look like God don't have our backs. Uses mind games to set us up in traps. Lessons we must learn. Trust we must earn. There's gonna be horrible days. God is always there, right by our side. To me, right. To me, He's my ride or die. Look up, pray, peace is what He gave. Look up, pray, peace is what He gave. Look up, pray, and peace is what He gave. Yes, God is here for us. He's here for everybody. If you believe in Him, have faith in Him, you know, He can only work when you believe in Him to work and do things in your life. Faith makes God move, so you know, if you want God to move in your life. And, you know, like I said, He'll take you where He wants you to go. You'll be where He needs you to be. And you don't have to, you know, kiss people with posterior for it. You don't have to, you know, go against the grain for it. You don't have to be, you know, try to cut people head off for it or, you know, try to down the next person for it. Because when you walk with, see, when people don't walk with God, they do all that. You know, they try to step on the next toes so they can get ahead. But when you're walking with God, you ain't got to step on nobody's toes, because God going to bring you to where He wants you to be. And He going to bring the right people in your life to bring it where it needs to be. So, man, give God His glory, and not just when things are going good in your life. God is always with you through the good and the bad. So, you know, never let nobody hinder your relationship with God just because they don't have a relationship with God. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of folks is out here like that. Okay, today's topic review of the radio show. With any God-given talent, you need God, of course. Can't make it without God because we can hinder ourselves. Need the right mind frame, need the right attitude. Wrong attitudes will hinder you and everyone involved. God keep you well balanced, because carrying gifts are not smooth sailing. You have to have passion over them. You have to have passion over the one of money. And that's true. You got to have passion for what you do, because if you don't have passion, it's going to show. Now, until next time, Big Dreams LA. Thank you for hanging with Lyrical Poet.